Well, good evening, friends.
Good evening.
Welcome to 635 Worship. I am so glad to be able to be here with you tonight. You all, those of you who are here regularly, are accustomed to seeing Reverend Marcy Rose Copeland here leading worship, and Melissa is taking the night off, and Catherine and I have the opportunity to be here with you instead, and looking forward to this time. This evening's service is going to be a little bit different, so I want to kind of tell you about the flow of the service as we start tonight. First, just a couple of things. If you happen to be new with us, welcome. If you're new to this service, welcome. It is a wonderful opportunity to connect here in the chapel on Wednesday evenings at 6:35, and we welcome you back anytime. In your bulletins this evening, there's information that you'll want throughout the service because there are scripture readings that will be read, and then you'll have the opportunity to look back at and reflect on. And then all the lyrics, all the songs that we will sing, and the rest of the order of worship. Also in your bulletin are a Connect card, which is just a way for you to let us know that you worship with us this evening. And if you have a particular prayer concern, you can share that prayer concern on the Connect card. And then there's also an offering envelope. And both the Connect cards and the offering envelopes, if you're bringing an offering into worship tonight, can be placed in the offering plate when you come up a little bit later in the service for communion. There is one other thing that you were handed this evening on your way in, I hope, and that's just a plain half sheet of paper. And that's because tonight's service is going to have moments for silence and reflection. And in those moments, or even during other times, you are invited to use that half sheet to jot down thoughts, words that stand out to you in scripture or in songs, or just things that you are reflecting on as you spend time in the silent spaces that are part of the service tonight with God. And you might be an artist, and you might want to draw something on your paper. But anyway, use it however you want. And then later when we come up for our communion time, you can even, if you desire, place that in the offering plate as an offering of yours for the evening, as something that you want to place before God. Not for anybody else to see, but just as something that you want to lift up before God tonight. And so all those things are available to you. Grateful to Kim and John and John and Chase for being up here with us to help lead us in our music tonight. Welcome as we begin this time of worship together.
Our first scripture reading is from Psalm 51, and you all may be a little familiar with this as a psalm and scripture reading that is used often during Lent, and reminds us that this is a time of self-reflection and penitence. And so I invite you to hear these words from Psalm 51, 10 to 12. Create me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain a willing spirit in me.
Created.
collection of poems and prayers by Reverend Ted Lillard. This one is entitled, Touch Me. Come, Lord Jesus, touch me with love, life-giving as light, to quiet my anger a little and gentle my desperation, to soften my fears some and soothe the knots of my cynicism, to wipe away the tears from my eyes and ease the pains in my body and soul, to reconcile me to myself and then to the people around me, and then nation to nation, that none should learn war anymore, but turn to feed the hungry, house the homeless, and care compassionately for the least of our brothers and sisters. Reshape me in your wholeness to be a healing person, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, expand me by your power, life generating as the sea, to accept and use my power, to do something I believe in, and be something more of who I mean to be and can be, to inspire me to dream and move, sweat and sing, fail and laugh, and to create, to link my passion with courage, my hope with discipline, my love with persistence, to enable me to learn from difficulties, grow in adversities, gain wisdom from defeats, perspective from disappointments, gracefulness from crises, and find joy in simply living it all fully. Release me through your power to be a powerful person, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, startle me with your presence, life-sustaining as air, to open my heart to praise you, to open my mind to attend you, to open my spirit to worship you, to open me to live my life as authentically and boldly as you live yours. Come, Lord Jesus, be with me in my mourning. Come, stay with me in my grieving. Come, go with me in my doing. Come, struggle with me in my searching. Come, rejoice with me in my loving. And I invite you to sit in silence for a moment and allow whatever bubbles up from the Spirit to be where you attend to.
Our next scripture reading is from Romans 12. That's the chapter where Paul talks about the gifts that we're all given. But in this he's talking about us all spending our whole lives. And so I invite you to hear these words. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service.
That is because I want to provide an opportunity tonight if there is someone who would like to share how God is currently at work in you, preparing you to be a sanctuary for others with your very life out of the world, or another way in which God is working in and through you right now. I invite you to stand right where you are and say a word, or you can come up to the front and offer a word. I didn't know I was going to do that to you, didn't you? And there's absolutely no pressure. It's just that one of the things that we have the opportunity to do sometimes in worship is to create space for the Spirit to be at work among us. And sometimes it's somebody else besides the preacher that has a word to offer that somebody else might need to hear on that occasion. And so I just wanted to make that available to you all tonight.
You've been talking to Quakers.
What's that?
You
can tell me, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, very much part of the Quaker tradition. Yeah. Yep. You bet. And sometimes it requires sitting in silence for a while too.
Yeah.
To let it form
yeah.
and emerge.
It's a good thing.
Absolutely.
I'll kind of talk to you all for a moment. It kind of struck me when I was thinking about offering our lives as a sanctuary, what the transition that I've been called to in the next couple of months. And it was a total surprise to me and not something I ever wanted or anticipated to be asked to be a district superintendent. And some of you may know this from my morning devotions, but my Facebook Live devotions on Wednesdays. But as I was praying about it after the bishop called me, the opening psalm for that day's scripture was, "Oh Lord, you show me the path that is right, and in your presence there is fullness of joy." And that was a reminder to me that no matter what I'm doing, if it's what I wanted to do or not, or if it was a surprise or not, in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. And then this part of the first prayer that Steve read resonated with that as well. Come, Lord Jesus, startle me with your presence, life-sustaining as air, to open my heart to praise you, to open my mind to attend to you, to open my spirit to worship you. To open me to live my life as authentically and boldly as you lived yours. So sometimes God calls us to open our lives in new and in different ways, and that's what I've been experiencing in the last few weeks.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, you want to share, Chase?
Ooh. Thank you so much, Trace.
Well, I will say that one of the ways in recent weeks that I have sensed God asking me to be a sanctuary for others is to be present with people who are struggling and offer them an encouraging word. And the scripture that keeps coming back to me time and time again is one that I used in my devotional this Monday, Facebook devotional thing, and you join on those. And it's a passage from Paul's letter to the Romans where he reminds us, he doesn't tell us that the sufferings themselves are good, but he reminds us that even in the sufferings, God can be at work for good. And he says that specifically later in Romans. But in the fifth chapter, what he says is, we can rejoice even in our sufferings. We don't rejoice at our sufferings. We don't rejoice because of our sufferings. But even in our sufferings, we can rejoice because suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because of the love of God that has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Barbara.
Hear my prayer, O God, and give to my words that you speak or reveal in me from you, Jesus. I am your child that had, have, and have struggles, and it was for God. Thank you, Lord, I am free to be me. I am your child. I am your child. I am proud to be yours. Lord, thank you. I am grateful for all those who have stepped in for you in my time of need. Please, Lord, bless them. I will bless you first, Lord. Then I will always bless others, no matter how much I have, whether it's big or small. Thank you, Lord. I am grateful to be your child.
That is rich, Barbara. Thank you so much. Beautiful. I am free to be me. Those are powerful words. Yeah, we're free that God gives us to be who we really are created to be. Nancy.
Sunday, I think Catherine said something to the effect of God meets us where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And because he loves us, doesn't leave us there. And for some reason, that totally resonated with me in a way it never had. I don't, it really hit me, and I've been pondering it a lot this week.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave us there. He walks alongside.
Yeah. And that journey that we all get to be a part of is moving toward greater love, deeper faithfulness, living in the light of God's love for us. Thanks for sharing. Well, thank you all for offering your voices and your attention to others' voices in that time and space. We'll continue on with our next retreat.
So this last scripture reading is from the 14th chapter of John, and you all may remember that the bulk of the last part of the Gospel of John is Jesus talking to his disciples when he's gathered with them in the upper room on the night before his crucifixion, and he's teaching them, and it's like he's trying to impart all of his knowledge and wisdom and encouragement to them because he knows what's coming even though they do not. And this is a part of his powerful words to the disciples. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you.
Spirit of the
Holy Spirit, I'm not asking you to cause life or death to disappear, hardship or distress to vanish, persecution or peril to evaporate. But you can settle fears within this soul of mine, this panicked heart, this anxious spirit. Holy Spirit, banish the unholy spirit, as real as you, but unwelcome. You can quiet my qualms, anxieties that dog my steps by day, forebodings that haunt me by night. Holy Spirit, I'm not asking you to cause death or life to disappear, but to harden me with the love of Christ, with the love for Christ. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who desire to live at one with God and with one another and follow in Christ's ways. And so tonight, as we gather at this table, each one of you receives that invitation from Christ to come and be nourished by the ordinary, simple gifts of the bread and the juice that become for us a way of revealing Christ's presence for us and remembering his life and his death and his resurrection offered up for our sake and for the sake of the world. We recall how the night before he died, Jesus gathered with his disciples for a final meal, and he took bread that night and he broke it, shared it with them, and said, "Take and eat, all of you. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the meal, he took a cup and gave thanks, shared it with the disciples, and said, "Take and drink, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." We pray. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for this, your table, and for the love which draws us here. We pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all who are gathered in this place and on the gifts of the bread and the cup themselves. May we, in receiving them, welcome Christ, remembering and giving thanks for his body and blood given up for our sake and for the sake of the world. Draw us closer into community with you and with one another in ministry and service to the world, until that time when we feast in your heavenly banquet table together. All honor and glory be yours now and forever. As you are ready, we invite you to come and receive these gifts of God's love for us tonight. And whatever you might have to offer tonight, your hashing of thoughts and words and pictures, your connect card and prayers that may be associated with it, your tithes and offerings, anything you would like to make an offering of tonight, you can place an offering right here. Let us give thanks and celebrate the feast.
To take your word and So that you may abound